This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tonight.
I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What the Rust crew is saying about Alex's claim as more information about the shooting emerges.
What are the chances of a .45 caliber Colt pistol actually misfiring? Does it seem likely?
No.
Then.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God.
Inside Britney's 40th birthday vacay, her crucial next steps after winning her freedom.
I would watch her very, very, very carefully.
Plus, Bradley Cooper on his all-star new project and what he only told ET about his night out with ex Irina.
Very special.
Then, Carrie Underwood takes us on a backstage tour.
Behind the scenes of my Las Vegas residency. Come on.
Plus, Wonder Year star EJ Williams, looking dapper, he's guest co-hosting.
ET starts right now.
Alec Baldwin claims he did not pull the trigger of the gun that killed cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Alec's denial about that moment is now raising even more questions about what exactly happened on set of his movie Rust.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
It is a certainty that Alec pressed the trigger because guns like this do not discharge on their own.
Weapons expert Steve Wolf demonstrated his theory of what happened using the same model pistol handled by Alec in the accidental shooting.
The only way to get this gun to fire, the hammer has to be cocked and the trigger has to be pressed. What happened on this set were accidental discharges, where you shot the gun without intending to.
How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun, a bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
Rust AD Dave Halls handed Alec the firearm before declaring it was a cold gun or without ammunition. Today on GMA, Dave's lawyer corroborated Alec's claim the trigger was never pressed.
The entire time Baldwin had his finger outside the trigger guard, and he told me since day one he thought it was a misfire. I know. And I until Alec said that, it was just really hard to believe.
What are the chances of a .45 caliber Colt pistol actually misfiring? Does it seem likely?
No. A misfire is when you have a malfunction in the gun. I believe that it's going to fire, and I go like this, and nothing happens. That's a misfire.
Leading up to tonight's ABC News tell-all, Alex switched his Twitter to private. Wife Ilaria is still public and posted this photo of him looking solemn with four of their children.
Is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah. Because I think back and I think of what could I have done.
And there is breaking news today in the home invasion killing of legendary music producer Clarence Avant's wife, Jacqueline. An arrest has been made. Now, the suspect is 29-year-old Ariel Maynor. According to police, he used an AR-15 rifle during the shooting and was arrested after he shot himself in the foot at another home during a robbery in Hollywood. All right, let's check in with my partner, Nichelle Turner, at Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. You ever coming home? But it's a big day for Britney.
A huge day for Britney. Welcome to the 40 Club, Miss Spears. So, how did she celebrate? Well, by getting spoiled by her fiance, Sam.
You guys gonna be able to take a vacation anytime soon? We know you love to relax if you can.
Yeah, vacation is coming next too.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh my God.
Fireworks on the beach, flowers and cake on a private jet. Today, Brit and Sam are on an international 40th birthday vacay. A source tells ET he wants to lavish her with gifts, adding Britney feels like this is the first year in a very long time that she actually has a reason to celebrate her birthday. She is finally living and enjoying life.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions.
Spears is also firing back, captioning this, "I'm not 800 pounds like the paps have me in pics. I've been working out." And while she's free from her 13-year-long conservatorship, legal expert Rachel Stockman says the pop star still has more court ahead.
December 8th is she has a hearing basically to tie up some of the loose ends of her conservatorship. It is a very complicated process that could take months, if not up to a year. I think it is pretty likely she is going to take some kind of legal action against her father based on the accusations she's made. We'll just have to wait and see.
We're told her team is being very thoughtful about Britney's next steps, her biggest plans, a possible baby, and...
a wedding.
When do you want it to be?
Sooner or later. Yeah, it's up to her. She's wearing the pants now.
More changes? New meds. Spears, who struggled with mental health issues, says she now has, quote, the right medication thanks to no doctor or conservatorship people.
Clearly, medication is an important part of the game here.
According to Dr. Drew, her next few steps are crucial.
This may not go well. She could lose her fortune. Everything could go bad. She deserves a chance to do that. I would watch her very, very, very carefully.
She's doing great. I'm great. It's the happiest time of our lives, and we're just enjoying it.
Now, Sam, listen, we're counting on you to make this birthday very special for Miss Spears. All right, let's stick with love now, because Bradley Cooper got plenty of it at the premiere of his movie Nightmare Alley from ex Irina Shayk, and he's only talking to E.T. about it.
We were very happy to see your family, Irina, here celebrating you tonight as well.
It's very special. Yeah.
They didn't pose together, but Irina showed up all smiles and dressed to be seen in a strappy black top and bold red lips, just 4 days after we last saw these two together in New York. So are they back together? A source tells ET the couple's in a really great groove co-parenting 4-year-old daughter, Leah. But they also get together on their own. They have a lot of love and respect for each other. Bradley stars in the new movie Nightmare Alley in theaters December 17th. He's a master manipulator in this period drama directed by Guillermo del Toro and co-starring Rooney Mara and Kate Blanchett.
Can you read minds?
Yes, I can, under the right circumstances.
You did so much for this film, the stash, the styling, the Mississippi accent. What was the part you relished the most about taking on this character?
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you for knowing it was Canton, Mississippi. Wow.
Yeah.
The cast really was the initial thing. The cast was insane.
Yeah.
And then being there with Guillermo, this was one of those movies where every single person showed up for the love of the game.
And this movie could be a game changer. Now, we are actually near Broadway, where you cannot help but feel the excitement for tonight's Annie Live. This dream TV project will soon be a reality for our friend Taraji P. Henson, and she's talking all about it with our Cassie DeLaura.
You don't want Annie. She's a drunk and a liar.
You are a huge Carol Burnett fan, and Carol played this role in the film.
We love you, Miss Hannigan.
Shut
up.
I just want to make her proud, because when you think of Annie and you think of Miss Hannigan, I know for me, I think of Carol Burnett.
Christmas is canceled!
Taraji is Miss Hannigan. 12-year-old Selena Smith plays Annie, Nicole Scherzinger takes on the role of Assistant Grace, and Harry Connick Jr. transforms into Daddy Warbucks.
What was it like seeing yourself bald that first time?
When you put on the costume, you get into that world, you know, if you're like, oh, okay, I get it. But in a dressing room, it was a little shocking at first.
I went over to him. I said, Harry, you know, if you ever had to let it go, you'd be all right. You could join the bald club.
I am so terrified. What happens in the Zoom stays in the Zoom.
Tomorrow, I love you.
The cast has been hard at work rehearsing the last 7 weeks for Annie Live, which airs tonight on NBC. But Nicole may have had it the hardest.
I tore a hamstring preparing for this. I had COVID before this. And it's been all those obstacles, but it makes it worth it.
And just because all of those things have gone wrong for Nicole, that means the show is going to be amazing. Now, Kevin, I am so sad that I am not with you there in person, because E.J. Williams from The Wonder Years is there with you, and I love him. And guess what, E.J., a little bird told me that you're actually friends with the star of Annie, Selena, right?
Yes, I am. And hello, Selena, if you're watching this.
I love that you say hello. Michelle, we'll talk to you a little bit later in the show, but E.J. is here. E.J., what a year it's been for you. We're going to talk about Wonder Years in a sec, but first, are you a fan of Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I love JB. Who
doesn't?
Yes.
Okay, well, the Biebs is part of what I think is the most meaningful and touching holiday special of each year.
And only E.T. has your sneak peek.
Got me singing Merry, Merry Christmas.
It's Bieber's second time taking part in CBS's Sunday night special Home for the Holidays at the Grove. He's joined by stars including Darren Criss, Alessia Cara, and Kane Brown. But the main spotlight is on kids who have found their forever home through adoption.
Yeah, I grew up without a dad. I'm gonna be the best one I can be.
A beautiful little girl gets adopted, which I think is amazing. You know, I grew up without a father, so it's just cool to see a little kid with a family that loves her very, very much. I got to witness that firsthand.
Thousands of foster kids have been adopted by families who were inspired after watching the annual holiday special. Many of this year's stories will warm your heart.
My daddy are the best.
Hearing these really inspirational stories of that is really the backbone of what the holidays are all about.
You know, it is such a special show, and you can learn more about the children who will be featured by going to the Dave Thomas website. All right, EJ, are you a Beatles fan?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love All You Need Is Love?
The best, right? Great song, right? I also love their new documentary. It is incredible.
But now Paul McCartney's got something new in the mix.
Do not let it rock.
Christmas with the McCartneys, Paul's daughter Mary reveals her father's secret cocktail recipe.
This is why I think Dad's a genius.
Then E.J. Williams talks about his first kiss with cameras rolling.
I kissed her the first day I met her.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market, or go to etonline.com.
Don't be scared.
I'm not scared.
I was so scared.
My plan is to stay best friends until she realizes she likes me.
And I was an idiot.
That is our guest co-host E.J. Williams on The Wonder Years, airing Wednesdays on ABC. Do you smile each time you get a script?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's always great to be able to meet new people. You know, almost every episode, there's a new person coming on. So for me to be able to do that each and every day, and people see the work on television, it just makes me smile even more.
You know, one of the cool things is Don Cheadle narrates The Older You.
Now, I hadn't been to many white people's houses before, but tiptoeing felt right.
Do you ever hear his voice in your head when you're walking around?
To be honest, I do. You know,
yeah.
I'm always wondering, how would Don do this?
There are parallels between you and Fred and having this role, including that Fred had his first kiss on TV, and so did you.
It was kind of awkward because I kissed her the first day I met her. And you know, with Fred, he filmed with her for days, you know?
Yeah. I've heard that you like to tell jokes on set.
Well, so I'm pretending I'm a dad for a second.
Okay.
My son comes up to me and says, Dad, I think you're gaining weight. You're starting to look like you have a dad bod. And I tell my son, no, son, it's not a dad bod, it's just a father figure.
So I'm right actually going to use that. That is new for me. I'm a father figure, not a dad bod.
Yeah.
All right, EJ, we have more hosting to do, so hold on. Carrie Underwood put her hosting skills to work at her Sin City residency.
Next stop on our behind-the-scenes tour is to our wardrobe department.
The glitz, the glam, the costume changes.
We love our rhinestones.
Carrie takes us on a backstage tour, then SNL alums reunite.
We would just straight up dish.
Maya Rudolph and Andy Samberg's new baking show featuring four adorable grannies.
Granny's gone wild.
Plus, a Hocus Pocus 2 update from Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler's co-star, Kathy Najimy.
Blew my mind.
Carrie Underwood kicked off her Vegas residency with a bang last night. She's the first artist ever to play at the brand new Resorts World Theater, and we got a behind-the-scenes look.
I love it because it doesn't feel like anybody's too far away. The next stop is to our wardrobe department. We love our rhinestones. We love our wardrobe changes.
The show's title, Reflection, the Las Vegas residency, has a symbolic meaning.
We do kind of play the hits from every album, so we are in that way reflecting.
Everybody is in Vegas right
yes,
now. Well,
yes.
Except Matt Cohen. He's here with us right now.
Right
here.
He has
some TV news.
Yeah, that's right. Are you guys fans of cooking shows?
Yeah, I love cooking.
I love eating.
Of course you do. I love that you love eating.
Yeah,
well, SNL alums Maya Rudolph and Andy Samberg are using their love of breaking bread together for a sweet new TV project.
Having kids was the best thing that ever happened to me until this show.
Andy and I were actually eating buddies at SNL. We ate a lot of food together. So we're kind of back where we started.
We would eat together and we would just straight up dish.
Dropping today on Peacock, Maya and Andy serve up a holiday baking competition that challenges 16 contestants to out-frost, out-sprinkle, and out-glaze the competition over 6 episodes for a $50,000 grand prize. The judges for baking it are these 4 adorable grannies.
Grandma, you shouldn't say that, and I just say, tough.
Little did we realize that we were going to fall deeply in love with some grannies.
Andy. And each other.
And each other.
This is Granny's Gone Wild.
Uh-huh.
Also streaming today, a new holiday rom-com with a twist.
He's going on a blind date.
Like from Grindr?
Oh my God.
This one was about Christmas, about family, and the lead just happened to be a really handsome gay guy looking for love.
Yeah. Love is love.
Jennifer Robertson, Kathy Najimy, and Jennifer Coolidge star in Single All the Way, the first Netflix holiday movie to feature a gay leading couple.
A Christmas movie that was about two gay men, but it didn't comment about gay men. It just sort of told the story.
A movie without homophobia, without shame. Nobody comes out.
Next up for Kathy is Hocus Pocus 2. The sequel to the 1993 Disney classic she stars in alongside Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler.
We've only had one day of shooting, but you know, it's just great to be back. When I was growing up, the idol of my life was Bette Midler, and I used to break into backstages of where she was performing. I had guards chasing after me, true story. Found her apartment in New York, left her a note, got drug away from there. So to be standing next to her, not only in the same movie, but playing her sister, blew my mind.
You know, EJ, tell me, who in Hollywood is at the top of your list to work with someday?
Dang, that's a hard one. I love a lot of different genres in Hollywood. That funniness, you know, maybe Will Smith.
There you go.
But I also love the seriousness, maybe a Denzel Washington. Mm-hmm. And I also love those actors and actresses who can really pull off that strong take charge lead, you know?
Dude, a list of names you belong on for sure.
Thank you.
Back to Kathy now. You know, Kathy's story about Bette is kind of exactly like my story with Michelle.
Wait, does she know that?
She knows now, and that's awkward. Just saying. Love you, Matt, but yeah. Well, let's talk about Mary McCartney right now, because she's serving up some holiday fun on season 2 of her cooking show, and naturally, she got a little help from her dad.
When you get together as a family, anything goes.
How much convincing did it take for you to have your dad come on?
I texted him and he said, let me think about it. And then I was like, I'm looking for somebody to do the carving of the roast. And then he responded, he was like, yes, I'm in.
Sir Paul and Mary's designer sister Stella are just two of the famous faces featured in new holiday episodes of Mary McCartney Serves It Up, streaming now on Discovery Plus.
Reese Witherspoon, do you like tequila?
I think I love it.
I believe that the last time we talked, I asked you, who would you want to be like a guest on your second season? I think you said Oprah.
Oh my goodness, I think I did.
Make that dip, honey. Let's make that dip, yeah.
I couldn't believe it when she said yes. I was like, and then it's like the pressure of actually interviewing Oprah. What have I got myself into?
In the series, we learn about celeb family traditions as Mary guides her A-list guests through her favorite recipes. The twist? Everything is meatless. The bonus right now, how to make Sir Paul's favorite cocktail.
What snack do you have to have on tour when you come off stage?
I have one margarita, and that's like my big reward.
Oh, we call it Macarita.
Macarita. Oh, my goodness.
Come on.
This is what Dad will be making me over the holidays.
I love it.
First of all, I'm going to start with the three shots of tequila.
Okay.
This is gonna make two drinks. This is Cointreau, like a nice, like an orange, very nice and festive.
Okay.
And then I'm gonna also add one of triple sec. This is the secret bit. We're gonna add two clementines.
Okay.
The orange is what sweetens it. Mm. And then for that more tart, tangy, the classic lime.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Cheers.
Let's do this. Cheers. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
Y'all, that was a first class margarita. So good. All right, coming up, an early Christmas present. What brought all your favorite boy band members together in one room? And only E.T. was there. Next.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays.
Our exclusive behind the scenes of a very boy band holiday.
This is Old Town.
Yeah, Old Town.
Old
yeah,
Town, not even Old Town anymore.
Plus, only E.T. is getting festive with the one and only LL Cool J.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Love that one.
E.J., thanks for hanging with us. And by the way, on the Wonder Years, E.J. plays a young man who is athletically challenged. But you know what? In real life, this kid's got game. Show him something. It's because his dad is an amazing basketball player, former Globetrotter, founder of the Harlem Dreams, Harold Lefty Williams. What's up? Thank Show him know. Something. Give him a little something. Oh. Come on. Woo, gotcha. Take care, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hey there, it's Michael Costa from The Daily Show on Comedy Central. Ever wonder what happens behind the scenes or want to catch some extended interviews? Well, now you can. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition podcast for full episodes, extended content, and a whole lot more. The Daily Show, Ears Edition is available wherever you get your podcasts.